And now, the ceiling fan, on the road!
New York, New York, the city lights will inspire you. Got to sing it, beanie boo, New York, New York.
Ethan, please.
Please what?
Please stop singing. Look around you. We're actually here in New York, the most famous city in the world.
So big and exciting. I love it here. Look.
Oh, wow, look.
It's the Statue of Liberty.
Oh, man. Could we go see it, Phil?
Yeah, of course, Ethan.
Can I drive?
No.
Welcome to Odyssey.
What's that?
Hi, Jack.
Welcome to Odyssey.
Just finishing up and
Would you like something hot?
Hot there.
Good evening, I'm John Watzenberger, and this is a Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update. The people of Odyssey make a surprising demand today. Chief Correspondent Tom Artichoke has the story. Tom?
Yes, John, the people of Odyssey surprised the mayor today by demanding she provide them with a city flag, claiming all the other cities surrounding them have flags, so why can't they? Local man Edward Scott had this to say.
We've followed the ways of the days of old for too long. We've grown tired of being mocked by all the other cities for only having a seal, but no flag.
And that's what the mayor uses on letters and things?
No, I mean a real seal, like the animal. Right over there. The mayor uses it for publicity stunts and stuff like that, but it really isn't useful, like a flag would be. It's a big waste of city funds, if you ask me.
The outcry for a flag to unite the town of Odyssey is steadily growing in popularity, but there are still those who believe it's a bad idea.
Well, I agree with Mr. Whitaker.
And what's his position?
Well, he's been speaking to the people all day about the new outcry. He says that they should think before they act. That they think this new flag would unite them and bring peace, but it would really imprison them, is what Mr. Whitaker has been saying. That they only want the flag because other cities have one. He also thinks that the current mock-ups for flag proposals are a bit tacky. Mix-match colors and the like.
Well, yes, of course. Well, interesting points on both sides. Back to you, John.
Thanks, Tom. In other news, evidence suggests that Witt's flop may not have been as big of a flop as he would like the public to believe. Until next time, I'm John Watzenberger, and this has been a Ceiling Fan Odyssey News Update. Good night.
Hello, 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 everyone. Ethan Daniels here. Welcome to the Ceiling Fan 2010 Summer Road Trip to Find Odyssey.
Hey, guys.
Watch the road, Phil.
I am. We're not even moving.
Hey, guys.
Intern, be sure to take some pictures. I don't want to miss this.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Ethan, how about you tell them a little bit about our trip so far?
Well, it's been kind of boring so far.
Ethan, no, it hasn't. It's been really good. Well, except for the sleeping part.
Yeah, that's been kind of tough on my back.
Oh, I don't want to hear you guys complain about that. I thought the Radisson was a very nice hotel.
Yeah, I'm sure it was. I just wish we could have slept inside instead of in the parking lot.
Phil, I'm paying for the trip, so I decide where we sleep. At least they had Wi-Fi.
That's true.
Anyway, the reason I haven't enjoyed the trip much is because we haven't found Odyssey yet. And that's kind of the goal, right?
Well, it's not going to happen with the way we've been just driving.
Yeah, we're just kind of driving and looking with no reference to anything. We have nothing to base our search on.
You're right, John.
James.
Boy, we've been going about this the wrong way. I'll be right back.
Wait, Ethan, where are you going?
Excuse me, sir. Excuse me.
Sorry, kid. No autograph.
What? I wasn't going to give you my autograph anyway. I just wanted to ask you if you had any idea where the town of Odyssey is.
Well, never heard of it, kid.
What? You've never heard of Adventures in Odyssey?
No idea, kid. No, I gotta go. I got some really important things to do.
Yeah, right. Well, I'm definitely not gonna give you my autograph now.
Ethan, I can't believe you talked to him. I didn't even see him there. Good eye. What did he say?
He didn't know where it was.
Where what was?
Odyssey, of course.
What? You just talked to Ronald Trump and all you asked was where is Odyssey?
Wait, Phil, how did you know his name?
You don't know who that was, do you, Ethan?
No, but he seemed to know who I was. He kept begging me for my autograph. But that's to be expected when you're famous like me. Right, Jim?
Right, Ethan.
Anyway, I think we've been going about this the wrong way.
Yeah, that's what James and I were trying to tell you earlier.
Yeah, I think we need to narrow the search by checking out which states we know Odyssey is not in by using the Odyssey Scoop special site feature. That way we aren't going to a bunch of states we know Odyssey is...
Never! We don't need Jacob's help in this. We can do it all on our own.
Ethan, it's not bad to use a little help. Maybe we could even, you know, save some money and actually stay at a real hotel that way.
Phil, get over yourself. I'm not gonna let your pride ruin this for us.
All right, fine. So, what's your plan?
Phil... I was hoping it wouldn't come to this, but I see now there's no escaping it.
What is it?
I have to go back.
Back where?
The future?
No, that's episode 32.
Oh, right. Well, then where?
The place where it all began, where Odyssey was created, Colorado Springs.
No!
No, I mean, you're wrong. Odyssey was started in Pomona, California, not Colorado Springs.
Shows how much you know about Odyssey, Jeremy.
Jamesy. James.
Anyway, Phil, let's do this.
Like Brutus.
Who?
Because we ain't new to this.
What are you guys talking about? Anyway, guys, thanks for listening to this. I'll upload it tonight with the first Wi-Fi connection we find. Remember not to forget to send in your ceiling fan hijack contest entries. We've already started to get some in, and they're pretty good. Remember, the deadline is August 12th. And also, be sure to check out my blog. I'll be updating that periodically during the road trip, so you guys can keep updated on where we travel and what we're doing. You can find all that stuff at our awesome website created by Jacob Isom at ceilingfanpodcast.com. Until next time, I'm Ethan Daniels. Today's episode was written and directed by Kevin McCreary and produced by KMAP Studios. Voice talent includes Lauren Crisp, Mark Jones, and Kevin McCreary. For more information about The Ceiling Fan, be sure to check out ceilingfanpodcast.com. Goodbye!
That's right!
It's back! The Ceiling Fan Fan Hijack Contest. Step 1. Download and finish writing the episode script provided with your own unique twist. Step 2. Create your own episode of The Ceiling Fan. Step 3. Submit your creative masterpiece. Step 4. Keep listening to The Ceiling Fan to find out if you're the winner. Check out ceilingfanpodcast.com/contest for all the details. The contest deadline is August 16th, 2010. So get your entries in on the second annual Ceiling Fan Fan Hijack.
Hi!
Aw, man.